in the limelight. From West Asia to Africa, American politicians had exaggerated the severity of terrorism, which themselves had created, and used it as an excuse to ravage many of these largely Islamic economies, leading to widespread human migration. Fortunately, the world has taken notice that despite massive destruction and manipulation, the United States can no longer win any war decisively or strategically. Many countries, such as North Korea, which the US has done many hostile measures against, can see that it is pointless to continue talking with the United States. The US has not only divided itself with its systemic injustice and racism, through its allies, President Donald Trump's administration has managed to propagate malicious social engineering around the world. The recent Black Lives Matter protests are against this systemic injustice and racism in the United States. We now present you an article written by Joseph Nathan. The piece is titled, Can the US Restore Its Global Supremacy? The article has been taken from the website of Asia Times. Please stay with us for more of Joseph Nathan's article. While the coronavirus that causes COVID-19 continues to surge and propagate throughout the world, there is no denying that its health risks are real. Unfortunately, it has been used politically by the United States to further its trade war against China, with a singular objective of bringing the Chinese to the negotiating table. Beneath this global propaganda lies another, more sinister agenda. It is looking like the United States and some of its allies are using the pandemic to cover up for their poor governance. Without a unified global approach to contain COVID-19 and mitigate its risks, the West's war against this pandemic is already looking like a lost cause. What makes it even more unpalatable is that a whole generation of young talents across the West, together with their dreams and aspirations, will be warehoused in the cold storage units for many years to come. For more than 30 years, the United States has failed to nurture the competitive edges that supposedly made America great. Instead, American politicians, power brokers, and allies have been indulging in their own misguided elitism and ideological beliefs, leading to constant advocacy of destructive policies around the world. From West Asia to Africa, they had exaggerated the severity of terrorism, which themselves they had created, and used it as an excuse to ravage many of these largely Islamic economies, leading to widespread human migration. Fortunately, the world has taken notice that despite massive destruction and manipulation, the United States can no longer win any war decisively or strategically. Many countries, such as North Korea, which the United States has taken many hostile measures against, can see that it is pointless to continue talking with Washington. The US has not only divided itself with its systemic injustice and racism. Through its allies, President Donald Trump's administration has managed to propagate malicious social engineering around the world. The recent Black Lives Matter protests are against this systemic injustice and racism in the United States. And protests in Hong Kong are just a small part of America's interference in other countries' internal affairs. It does not help when the US persistently sanctions and bans foreign multinational corporations unilaterally, as it did to Chinese company Huawei, and more recently against TikTok. By curtailing the technological advancements of these foreign multinational corporations, the US is making a mockery of the global rules-based economy and has ended up looking like a big bully. Joe Biden, the Democrats' presidential nominee, and Kamala Harris, his running mate, were right to slam Donald Trump and the Republicans with their call to restore a broken nation. Can the Democrats and the American people save the United States from its growing psychosis? Joe Biden said that if he were president, he would shut down the country to stop the spread of the coronavirus if that were recommended by scientists. The former vice president told ABC News in a clip of an interview released recently, Joe Biden said, "I will be prepared to do whatever it takes to save lives because we cannot get the country moving until we control the coronavirus. That is the fundamental flaw of this administration's thinking to begin with." Biden added, "I will shut it down. I would listen to the scientists." Biden's comments are the strongest he has proposed to squash the spread of COVID-19, which according to Johns Hopkins University has infected over 5.6 million and killed at least 180,000 Americans so far. Biden continued by saying, "In order to keep the country running and moving and the economy growing and people employed, you have to fix the virus. You have to deal with the virus." In his Democratic National Convention speech recently, where he accepted the party's nomination, Joe Biden said getting control of the virus would be his first task if elected. He said, "As president, the first step I will take will be to get control of the virus that has ruined so many lives." He added, "Because I understand something this president doesn't. We will never get our economy back on track. We will never get our kids safely back to school. We will never have our lives back until we deal with this virus." Meanwhile, President Donald Trump has resisted calls for shutting down again despite deadly spikes in COVID-19 cases in many states this summer. Trump and members of his administration have staunchly insisted a new shutdown would only harm the economy. More than 57 million workers now have filed for unemployment benefit over the past 22 weeks in the United States. Federal law allows Washington to impose quarantines in some circumstances and limit travel between states, but the Trump administration has not invoked those powers. States currently retain the power to decide who stays at home and for how long. Across the United States, governors have rolled out a patchwork of constantly evolving plans to relax social distancing restrictions and reopen their economies and states. At the height of the restrictions in the spring, more than 310 million Americans were under directives ranging from shelter in place to stay at home. Health officials warned that easing these restrictions too soon would bring new outbreaks, but many states forged ahead. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have previously called on governors to issue mandatory face mask orders after receiving a briefing from health officials. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump and his allies were quick to use the pandemic as a trade weapon against the Chinese, deliberately labeling it as the Chinese virus or the Wuhan virus. They had obviously miscalculated the risk of the pandemic, presuming that it would go away like any other flu virus in no time. As for those who persistently advocated that this virus was engineered or propagated by China, the truth is that if it were so, the US would have provided evidence and buried the Chinese by now. Even if the Trump administration thinks it can manage the data concerning mortality rates from this pandemic to boost the Republicans' presidential re-election bid in November, it may be in for a massive surprise, as this pandemic is unlikely to go away or subside by itself over the next 3 months. With new evidence and tracing coming from China and New Zealand that the coronavirus can be traced to frozen and chilled food, the rising cases of reinfection, it looks like the fight against this virus will be protracted before it can be mitigated effectively. Even if vaccines are available in the foreseeable future, there is no assurance that they will not end up doing more harm than the virus itself. They could also give a false sense of security. We'll be right back. Instead of being inspiring, American politicians and their allies have turned the world into a massive killing field. Their destructive acts that have led to the ravaging of many economies and countless loss of lives, but such hardships are now being inflicted on their own people. Both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were right when stating that America is broken as a nation. On the pandemic front, the United States must urgently re-empower the World Health Organization, WHO, and also resuscitate its own pandemic early warning program under the U.S. Agency for International Development. Until this pandemic is contained and its risks reasonably mitigated, many more innocent people will die or suffer irreversible health implications, not just in the United States, but globally too. If the United States cannot even initiate such a simple yet pressing initiative, then its purported global leadership is already a lost cause, just like the fight against this coronavirus pandemic. Blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans, and Asian Americans have had a higher COVID-19 death toll compared to the majority of whites in the United States. Recently, media reported that an analysis by the Associated Press and the Marshall Project found that whilst people of color make up just under 40% of the U.S. population, based on figures from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans, and Asian Americans accounted for approximately 52% of all the excess deaths so far this year. The analysis defined excess deaths as the number of people above the typical fatality number who died in the U.S. during the first 7 months of 2020. The report points to an increase in total deaths according to race, as well as the disproportionate COVID-19 death toll among Native Americans and Asian Americans. Earlier reports had revealed an especially heavy toll on Black and Hispanic Americans. The disparity has been attributed to unequal access to healthcare and economic opportunities. Therefore, as Albert Einstein stated, the world will not be destroyed only by those who do evil, but by those who watch them without doing anything. American people are all at fault if they do nothing about it. If they still believe that the tarnished image of the United States can be restored, then they must put more pressure on their presidential candidates and politicians to do what is right.